Next up, we've got an interview and performance with another musician who made a name for himself in a popular 90s band. The band was Toad the Wet Sprocket, and the artist is Glenn Phillips. All I want is to feel this way, to be this close, to feel the same. Vicky, Glenn Phillips sat in with you on the Morning Music Mix. What can you tell us about him?
Glenn Phillips is a very talented man. Toad the Wet Sprocket was one of those 90s bands that defined college radio. In fact, they're having a tour that's just wrapping up for the 25th anniversary for the album Fear, which had a couple of big hits, Walk on the Ocean and All I Want. Kind of kicked off all that cool MTV video stuff that the 90s were, and a really sensitive, thoughtful man. His latest release is called Swallow by the New. It's a beautiful album, and I've been listening to it a lot.
All right, well, let's take a listen to your interview with Glenn Phillips.
Kisses at the door, gather around the table, papers laying wait, envelopes to mail, barking at my heels, I'm trying to be stable.
I want to talk to you first and foremost about this brand new record, Swallowed by the New. And one of the things that I think I've noticed about it personally is it certainly addresses perhaps the end of a relationship or something that's incredibly meaningful and defined in your life. I'm wondering if that's just my, reading into it, or if that's what your adventure has been lately.
Yeah, no, this was the breakup of my marriage, and it was a 25-year relationship. Got together when I was 18, had three daughters, and... Yeah, and when we broke up, I was determined not to make a breakup record. I somehow wanted to avoid that step, and I was like, I want to make a happy record. I'm going to make something really, I'm going to skip over all of this. And then I got in a songwriting group, this guy Matt the Electrician, where he sends out a title every week, and there's maybe 16 to 18 songwriters who get the title, and they have to turn in a song by the following Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
And I'd had writer's block because I was trying not to write about what was actually happening. And then the titles kept coming in, and it kept being things like My Criminal Career or Leaving Old Town or Reconstructing the Diary. And those songs were the earliest songs I wrote for the album. And they're the most relational. They're the most about what it means to step out of a relationship.
And in fact, I read somewhere where you were quoted, and it really stuck with me because it was such a sincere statement that coming out of this relationship, it was the idea of looking around and, first of all, having gratitude, like, wow, what an experience that was. Thank you. And having that sense that both of you were going to be okay and move on and be better. Mm-hmm. And that you had brought each other up in the course of all those years. And that was really a beautiful thing to say.
Yeah, it took a lot of time, and it honestly also took a lot of work, and even protecting myself. Number one, protecting myself from influences that would have encouraged me to be more of a jerk, and of which there are plenty. And
there are.
Also, like, seeking out help in all ways. And I found grief work ended up being really important. And Dan Savage, I mean, so I have all these kind of New Agey authors and, shamanic influences and, like, you know, death meditation practices I've done, but and there's Dan Savage, and who just always talks about, we have this thing where we, you know, you define a successful relationship by one of you dying first, right? If that's the only criteria for success, it's kind of a bad criteria. It's like, you should leave each other in better, if it's a year long, do you leave each other in better condition than you found each other? Do you fill each other up, and do you have the ability to know when you're not serving each other anymore? And not that there can't be a year of freak out. I think that's appropriate.
There should
when
be
you
some
lose
freak.
That much.
Yeah, you got to have some freak out. I mean, come on. But then I look at the title of the record. So then, voila, you're swallowed by the new. If you're feeling it, I'd love to hear something from that.
Yeah, sure.
Or whatever you want to play.
Can't just love the easy ones. You can't just love the easy ones. gotta let him in when you'd rather just run. You can't just love the easy ones. You can't just play the simple songs. You can't just play the simple songs. You gotta knuckle down till your fingers are raw. You can't just play the simple songs. When I can't face ones I fear, it'll all become clear. Oh, when I embrace the ones I fear, it'll all become clear. You can't just walk the shortest road. You can't just walk the shortest road. You gotta straighten your back beneath the heaviest load. Can't just walk the shortest road. When I can't face the ones I fear, it'll all become clear. Oh, when I embrace the ones I fear, it'll all become clear. For all the suffering souls beside me, I pray love will guide me. I pray love will guide me home. You can't just love easy ones. You can't just love the easy ones. You gotta let them in deep when you'd rather just run. You can't just love the easy ones.
Glenn Phillips, 91.5 KRCC, The Easy Ones, from the brand new record, Swallowed by the New. What a beautiful song that is. I'd sure love to hear another one if you have time to do that.
Yeah, sure.
I use sisters in circle, children of mine, humble my heart, sharpen my mind. Though scattered and weary, changes upon us, we are bound till the end. Still a family, I promise. All that you love will be taken someday by the angel of death or the servants of change. In a flood water tide without rancor or rage, sing loud while you're able, in grief and in praise. For so many years we swam into the tide and we would not abandon. Heroic and kind, shared our sweat and our shelter, our bodies and blood. Godspeed and good fortune, I will miss you, my love. For all you hold dear will be taken someday by the angel of death or the servants of change. In a flood water tide without rancor or sing loud while you're able, in grief and in praise. Now we meet at the well of sorrow, dug down to the heart of the earth, to be joined at its source to the spring of hope. Drink deep while you can, give thanks for your thirst. Someday by the angel of death or the servants of change, in a floodwater tide without rancor or rage. Sing loud while you're able, in grief and in praise. Sing loud while you're able, in grief and in praise.
Amazing song. Glenn, I can't thank you enough, truly, for your time and this amazing record, Swallowed by the New. And it's going to be
so
my new best friend for a little while.
Thank you.
That was Vicki Gregor, music director here at KRCC, speaking with Glenn Phillips. His latest album is called Swallowed by the New. And you are listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Stick with us.
I've been harboring fugitives. I've been wondering how to live in a station so opposite to the world I thought I was in. All the time